93.5, The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Memphis, Tennessee police say a man was shot and has been arrested after trying to enter a Jewish school with a gun. CBS's Roxana Saberi with details.
Memphis police say just after noon,
there was a male white wearing a green shirt on a property armed with a gun.
They say when he failed to get inside, he fired shots outside the school and fled.
Thankfully, that school had a great safety procedure and process in place and avoided anyone being harmed or injured at that scene.
That's Memphis Assistant Police Chief Don Crow. In Idaho, Lori Vallow-Daybell is sentenced to life without parole for killing her two youngest children and her husband's ex-wife. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
Before sentencing, family members took direct aim at Daybell.
Lori, you participated in the savage murders of precious people. I hope that the life you live is filled with fear.
An outside court.
We are done with Lori. She is no more to us.
The arrogance to say what she said after she's done what she did, I'm still at a loss for words for that.
In Miami, Mar-a-Lago manager Carlos de la Oliveira makes a first court appearance in former President Trump's classified documents case. De Oliveira did not enter a plea today because he hasn't found a Florida-based attorney to represent him. His next appearance is August 10th. The property manager is accused of scheming with Trump to try to delete security footage investigators wanted. A star of a popular HBO show has died.
Angus Cloud became famous for his work on Euphoria opposite Zendaya.
So how long you been back?
5 days.
And like,
he starred as Fezco on the HBO show from 2019 to 2022.
Yo, Mouse, let me pay for it, man.
In his statement, his family says last week he buried his father and intensely struggled with this loss. The only comfort we have is knowing Angus is now reunited with his dad, who was his best friend. The actor had a host of other credits, some of which have yet to come out. Angus Cloud was 25. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Saudi Arabia is pumping less oil. The U.S. release of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has ended, and increased demand due to summer vacations are all factoring into rising gas prices. Lenny Lopez is feeling the pain at the pump in Atlanta.
They're almost at $4 a gallon. We're at $3.99. Not too long ago, they were about $2.50, I believe, and it's almost about $70, $80 to fill up.
Phoenix ends a 31-day streak of highs at or above 110 degrees, reaching 108 today as rains ease the heat wave. But it won't last long. The National Weather Service is forecasting extreme heat again this weekend from Arizona to Texas. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear. I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Are Nazis and drag shows as equally harmful? Asking for a certain Wisconsin representative. 844-967-2789. I have a feeling that a lot of people who are listening would probably say no.
They are not equally damaging.
They are not equally damaging or threatening, but you never know, because there are some people out there who very vehemently believe that drag shows equal pedophilia.
Even though, and I've mentioned this before, I keep a running tally on a weekly basis of the number of men who are charged with sex crimes against children.
We all need hobbies, Jane.
Well, you got to do something with
that
time.
I got something with that time, and that extra time you have.
Shockingly, because there are like five a week.
Jeez.
And that's probably an underestimation, because I can't keep up with everything. But there are five a week that are straight men, youth ministers, pastors, former pastors, in some cases, attorneys, in some cases, law enforcement, and not one drag queen has been arrested.
Not one drag queen
has been arrested for child pornography or trying to, you know, hook up with a person they think is underage. No, it's not drag queens.
Well, you know, what's also interesting is that Vice News published an article on July 20th of 2023 with the headline, "Why Do Neo-Nazis Keep Getting Arrested for Child Sexual Abuse Material?" So let's get to the point of why I'm asking this question. Over the weekend, there was a Pride in the Park event in Watertown, Wisconsin. Watertown, Wisconsin, small town. I don't know if I've ever stopped in there. Definitely have driven through it. And it did indeed feature a drag story time and drag shows. And it was in the park, so it was public. This is not weird. Wisconsin is not one of the states that has banned drag, so they were perfectly fine. There was protests last year. Last year, there was an opposing group that tried to get the event canceled. They were not able to do that. There was protests. And inevitably, there was protests again this year, which is fine. Everyone's right to do exactly that. But they had all their, the group that organized the event, Unity for, Unity for Watertown. Why can't I see? Unity Project of Watertown, sorry. And they had their permits to do the event, so they were going to do the event. And at one point during the event, an armed neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe, which, you
fun,
know.
Fun group.
Fun name. Showed up for about 45 minutes. So there was a video journalist there who took to Twitter on Saturday to document the protest and wrote, Blood Tribe group marching in Watertown, Wisconsin, protesting Pride in the Park. In her video, one neo-Nazi group member can be seen carrying a weapon. And it's not, it was not clear at that point whether other members were armed. And there was some video that was posted, if you want to play some of it.
No pedals on our streets!
No pedals on our streets!
No pedals on our streets!
There will like be blood! Blood! Blood!
Pedophiles get the rope! Pedophiles get the rope!
Pedophiles get the rope!
So, to paint a visual, or if you couldn't understand, because they were all wearing masks, so you can't.
They're so brave and they're so proud of their identity.
Yeah, so that you can't identify any of the people. They were wearing masks, but then also weirdly, they were wearing like all wearing khakis.
Yeah,
which now there's a whole other part of Twitter that is convinced that they're feds.
Yeah. Because of the way they dress.
Because of the way they dress. Those guys, the Blood Tribe is feds. This other group called Patriot Front are just feds.
Trying to stir up trouble.
Or they're undercover on Tifa.
Oh, right.
But, you know, so they were, for the 45 minutes they were there, they were chanting things like, us or the pedophiles.
Pedophiles get the rope.
Pedophiles get the rope. There will be blood, blood, blood. And, you know, it's, they're there to intimidate you. So what we know about what Blood Tribe is, so from the Anti-Defamation League, this, they describe Blood Tribe as a neo-Nazi group with semi-autonomous chapters in the United States and Canada. Blood Tribe promotes hardline white supremacist views and openly directs its vitriol at Jews, non-whites, and the LGBTQ plus community. Blood Tribe formed in 2021 when neo-Nazi Christopher Paulhaus began referring to his followers as the Blood Tribe. As his following grew, he began holding and attending private white supremacist gatherings, which eventually led to the formal Blood Tribe membership ceremonies. I wonder what's entailed in that.
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
In 2023, members of the Blood Tribe began participating in anti-LGBTQ plus protests. During those protests, dozens of members dressed uniformly in red shirts, black masks, and black pants shouted racial and anti-LGBTQ plus slurs, waved swastika flags, and gave Hitler salutes. So that's what we know about Blood Tribe. What we know about Unity Project of Watertown, according to their Facebook page of what how they describe themselves and what their mission statement is. Unity Project of Watertown was created to bring awareness to social issues in the Watertown area. We welcome anyone as long as they are respectful of others. Our mission statement is to promote a sense of acceptance and belonging among all members of our community. Same, same.
Oh, they're just exactly,
same.
Exactly the same. Except for the whole death and blood and all that stuff.
And according to, well, and she deleted it, so maybe she doesn't actually believe this, but Representative Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc originally was someone who was voicing her dismay that there was going to be public drag shows. And so her first tweet was, if you want to have a drag show, rock on, but do it in an indoor space without children. Today, Patrol Parents Wisconsin and Gays Against Groomers were out protesting the open-air drag show with children's activities in the city of Watertown. While I do not represent the city, I do represent, she goes, it's been deleted, so I can't see because this is just a screenshot.
Sure.
Then about 3 hours later, she found out that there were Nazis at the protest.
Whoops.
And she said, I have learned that a neo-Nazi group decided to stir things up outside the open-air drag show in Watertown today. I find that loathsome. How shamefully far things have descended in our communities between sexualizing kids and disturbing hate groups. And if I just find it so disingenuous to put these two things together.
And say they're the same.
And say that they're both equally harmful to our communities. And so I'm asking you, are they? Are these two things equally bad? 844-967-2789. When you hear the description of a group called Blood Tribe and what they promote and what they stand for compared to a group that's mission is to be inclusive, how can you say that they're the same? And in the same sentence, condemn both, where one is literally trying to be a safe environment in a small town.
22,000 people in
Watertown. And versus a group that idealizes Hitler.
And looks forward to killing fellow Americans.
And but that was the rhetoric that I was seeing as far as, there was also the rhetoric, like I said, of a certain amount of people convinced that they were planted there
right.
to make MAGA look bad. But I always think, like, when that starts to happen, don't you think the people in the group who showed up to protest want to be like, no, that was us. That was us. Like, don't take that away from us.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I don't know.
Like, to show up and make the effort, even if you are hiding behind a mask, to disrupt a organization, wouldn't you want to come out and be like,
take credit
for it when they're trying to take it away from you and say that it was either Antifa or the feds?
But that gives them some extra wiggle room to keep throwing out these conspiracy theories that the FBI is the one who was behind January 6th. And so I can see where they would want to play that both ways. And again, if you're so proud of your beliefs, then take your masks off, you big cowards.
I know. At least, and I was thinking about that as far as how intimidating it must be to see a group like that descend upon a group, especially when they're armed.
No kidding.
But it's also interesting how I was thinking about this of this is becoming a, more and more frequent occurrence of, protesters that show up to different events, which, to a certain extent, as long as they're not hurting anybody, is within their right. It's upsetting, but it's fine. And how desensitized, at least I feel to it, of hearing about this and being like, oh, God, yeah, there's a group out there doing XYZ thing, compared to Charlottesville in 2018.
Jews will not replace us?
Yes. And none of them were wearing masks. They were wearing khakis, though.
Yes, they were wearing khakis. And if you remember, our former president said that during those protests, there were very fine people on both sides.
So I don't know. Do you find any argument whatsoever to be true that these two things are the same and they both should be condemned? And just nobody should have been at the park in Watertown this weekend and everything would have been fine. 844-967-2789. When we come back from this first break, we will read your texts or your calls. I also looked up just to see what other hate groups Southern Poverty Law Center has documented in Wisconsin. So I can let you know about that. And also, I'm once again going to ask you, what would happen at your job if you almost started a fist fight and called someone a PSSY? Because that's still happening in Congress. This is Asgo's Wisconsin.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is every day.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bond.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly clear skies, 58 degrees with light southeast winds. Plenty of sunshine for Tuesday, 86 with that southeast wind continuing on the light side. Tuesday night, a few more clouds will drop into the mid-60s, a few showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon.
Right now, it's 64.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Return to sender.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's hot. These guys are just bullies. I mean, the Republicans today, I mean, I just, and part of the reticence on behalf of here in the state of Wisconsin of Josh Call not going after the fake electors and everybody connected with them just encourages them. I mean, that for gosh sakes, you got Republicans today who probably thought Liberty Valance was a hero and the man who shot Liberty Valance and probably wept when Liberty Valance was shot by actually by John Wayne. But I mean, here's a bully, the guy who was using intimidation as a political tool. And that's what Republicans today use as a political tool. I mean, there's constantly the threat of violence and underlying most of what they say. And yet they project that, oh, it's the liberals that are so violent. Well, nonsense. I mean, and trying to say now they're saying, oh, that, you know, there's another right winger out there saying, oh, the January 6th was just a false flag operation to embarrass Donald Trump. It just is real, you know, that somebody like that isn't laughed off the air and just immediately canceled is just beyond me. I mean, you've got a right to freedom of speech in this country, but you don't have the right to just out and out lie without suffering the consequences of it. I mean, yes, there's freedom of speech, but you take the consequences of your speech.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'll give you an example. There was a warm-up act over the weekend. Now, this is amazing. There was a warm-up act, and there was a fellow named, he's a right-wing sort of nut type of guy. I think his name is, Alvarez. And despite the name, he's a real right-winger. And this guy goes, somebody shouts out of the crowd, we've got to kill all liberals and rhino globalists. In other words, Democrats and Republicans who are mainstream and don't support Trump. And this guy goes, I'm with you on that. Kill. Then when they talk to him about it afterwards, he goes, well, I didn't say that. And they said, well, we have you on audio. You said you agree with that. And he said, well, I guess I didn't hear him. You see, what they do is they say things, then they lie and say they didn't say things. And then they promote violence, and then they say they didn't promote violence, that somehow the Democrats vote. This was a Nazi tactic, by the way. It's right out of a Nazi playbook. In other words, you accuse your opponent of what you're doing. You accuse your opponent of what you're doing, and then you just lie. And a lot of their propaganda said the bigger the lie, the better. If somebody repeats a big lie over and over again, a certain percentage of people will believe it, a very large percentage. They will believe it. And the biggest lie here is that the election in 2020 was rigged and that Trump won. Now, that's a massive lie of Nazi proportions, and it's being repeated by Trump. He repeated it this weekend in Iowa and in Pennsylvania. This weekend. I'm talking like the day before yesterday. And his acolytes do the same thing. And lest you think that somehow this is an aberration, let me tell you something. I've used this statistic before, but it's mind-boggling. I'm going to say it again. In polling, going back, I think it was to Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, at any given time in any presidency, whether it was successful, not good or bad, 30% of the people polled thought the president should be impeached and removed from office. They thought that about Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Ford, Carter, Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama to the present. 30%. 30%. The records, the lowest of all of them, believe it or not, was Clinton. Only about 28% wanted him impeached and removed from office. The highest, and I think this had racial overtones, was Obama. I think it was 32%. So when you say that X percent want Trump and they don't want Biden, or they think Biden should be not, but what's different is during that polling period, there was nobody saying that people should be killed. There were people that said that in politics in 1861 and two. We do not want that again. And let me tell you something else. Somebody mentioned, one of the callers, that the fake electors are not being prosecuted in the state, even though they're being prosecuted in Georgia and they're in Michigan, they're about to be prosecuted in Georgia. That was an important statement. I'll tell you why. It's now, there's a conspiracy going on even today. Right now, in the Mar-a-Lago case, this guy Oliveira says that he can't find local counsel. He wants to delay the case. Trump is paying for Oliveira's fees and this Walt Nauta. This is coordinated. They are going to delay that beyond the election by playing things off. If this were happening in Milwaukee judge, guy comes in, I can't find local counsel, then I'm going to appoint you a federal public defender right away. He'll be your local counsel and you're going to pay him. That's it. I mean, just, but this woman down there, this Mercedes Cannon won't drive it along. The fake electors were a conspiracy. The fake electors were a conspiracy. Stephanie Madison, my friend, we have a little bit of time before the break.
Okay, here I am. I'll just add on to the comments about the continuous denials. Oh, I didn't say that. Well, I really didn't. Blah, blah, blah. You know, now they can also try to claim AI or deep fakes, which is kind of a scary thing. I'll tell you, as stressed out as I am, and I'm dealing with some things that are just stressing me out, I'm listening to you guys, and I hope other people listen carefully and they understand what you're saying and they pass it on. We got to push back. This is just
thank you.
Awful.
Thank you, Stephanie. That's a great call. I appreciate it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
No such soul. Return to sender. Return.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. In Memphis, a gunman opened fire outside a Jewish school and then, when he couldn't get inside, took off in a truck. Police found him and Memphis Assistant Police Chief Don Crow with what happened next.
The suspect pulled the vehicle over. He immediately emerged out of the vehicle with a gun in his hand. And that resulted in an officer discharging his duty weapon.
The mom convicted of killing her two kids over bizarre claims they were zombies was sentenced to life in prison. Lori Vallow-Daybell also killed her husband's former wife. Her sister spoke.
We're really grateful for the outcome.
Mar-a-Lago property manager Carlos D. Oliveira was in court today in the classified documents case.
Prosecutors say the Oliveira conspired with Trump and Trump aide Walt Nauta to try to delete security footage while investigators were looking into the former president's handling of classified documents.
It's CBS's Christiane Benavides. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowalk. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up our last segment, why I think it's so important to prosecute the fake electors in this state. They're being prosecuted in Michigan, and they're about to be prosecuted by a DA, not even an attorney general, in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County. You have to look at the totality of the conspiracy that almost worked, and now it is in full bore again. What it was the six states, six swing states, each ginned up fake crooked electors. They falsely signed official-looking documents saying they were the electors. They sent them into the Senate and the archives. They sent them into the U.S. government. That was false. The idea was that they would be given to Pence. Pence would get up there, and even though it was ceremonial, he'd say, I'm in doubt. I have two sets of electors from Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Nevada and Arizona. How say you, House? How say you, House? And they would get up and say, we get one vote, a delegation. There are 50 states, 50 delegations, 27 of them or so have a Republican majority. The big ones like New York and California still only get one vote. So how say you? And then 27 votes for Trump, 23 for Biden. And then Pence would say, I declare Trump the president. Popular vote doesn't matter. The electoral vote doesn't matter because the legislators decide who are the electors in the Constitution. And you have a crooked Supreme Court with crooked Clarence Thomas as a swing vote right now, by the way. Three of those justices have already said they think that's the case, what I just set out. And people say, what about precedent? Well, 1876, Rutherford Hayes against Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes lost, but he was an abolitionist Republican and Sam Tilden was a Democrat, i.e. a Southerner, suspect on slavery. The people who won the Civil War weren't about to turn it back over to them. So they said that they went through the charade that I just told you. And then they said, okay, as a deal, we will withdraw federal troops from the South and we will put an end to Reconstruction and you can put in Jim Crow and murder black people for 100 years. That's what happened. And the clowns wanted that to happen again. Now down in Mar-a-Lago, it's happening this time. Trump is controlling all his co-defendants. He's paying their fees. Every one of them, this guy Oliveira, Nauta, both, you know, these are low, small fish. All they have to say is, yeah, he told me to say this and I said it, but here's what happened. They won't go to jail. But Trump lawyers who are paid by Trump are telling him, you don't have to rat on the big man. And they will end up going to jail. And Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the authoritarian from Colombia, first generation, with authoritarian insects kneeling before El Gordo, will keep delaying this thing because they say they can't find local counsel. What, in Miami, they can't find local counsel? Are you kidding me? She won't put in a public defender to get it going. She won't put in a protective order telling him to stop threats to murder Jack Smith and his wife. Do you see how this is still ongoing? We have a chance right now to prosecute the fake electors. We're doing it in Michigan. We're doing it in Georgia. We've got to do it in Wisconsin. I'm not confident that in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, they will. Jack Smith cannot indict 100 people. Get going. For God's sake, get going. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind, Dave, Curtis?
Hey, man, how you doing? I want to say, is there any way, isn't Josh Call in charge of that?
Yes.
The fake electors?
Yes.
So what if we all get, couldn't we all like go online and like send an email, massive email saying, hey, we need you to investigate this.
Yes. Well, not only that. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Go ahead and do it the minute you hang up. I had a caller call in. I think it was Mary of Madison. I forget who it was. And she said, I called over there and they said, go on the website and there's some kind of form and say you want to prosecute it. I don't know why it takes that, to be very honest with you. I mean, the Michigan pleadings are of record. You can download them. Georgia is going to be doing it soon. Jack Smith cannot indict 100 people. The trial would be 10 years from now. For God's sake, let's get going. Curtis, thank you for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Nice show today. I'm glad you're bringing this to light. You know, if it wouldn't have been for Obrador, this state would have flipped. I mean, who would have stopped him? Johnson would enough fits, not in the congressional district, but too. As long as I'm talking about that, there's two other subjects here. I don't want to get you too sidetracked, but this clown, Van Orden, I mean, to stand in the halls of Congress and yell at, I do believe it's high school kids. I don't know how this guy got elected. That takes a lot of courage to stand around chastise high school kids. I hope they use that in the next election over there. I do believe it's the 7th. And the other thing is, what in the world is going down in Mexico here? today. The Republicans want to go to war. I don't know what else is going on there. But with that, I don't want to get shotgun all kinds of subjects here. But thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, a couple of things before we go to our next topic. I mean, I will deal with the Van Orden thing. The Mexico thing we can deal with some other time. The Van Orden thing, both Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch, both of them together rebuked Derek Van Orden. That's very rare. Derek Van Orden's a Republican. Mitch McConnell's a Republican. He was rebuked. For those of you who haven't looked at the news, what he did was he was coming through the Capitol Rotunda. Apparently, this is some kind of thing he does for constituents. It's a beer and food thing. And I don't know how many brewskis he had. So, you know, but that's not a defense. That's not a defense. And a bunch of high school kids who were Senate pages. They were Senate pages. And this was the next to the last day. And they were taking pictures of souvenirs. And they're taking pictures of the rotunda, the ceiling. It's very historical. And the way you do it, if you're just an amateur with your phone, you lie on your back on the floor and you take pictures. Well, he saw these kids lying on the floor and he called them lazy, begins with an S, H-I-T-S, S, lazy, that, and to get the F up, and he used the full word. Now, these are kids, these are high school kids. They were full of themselves about what great it was to be a Senate page. They're lazy S's. He says this to them. He used obscenities and to get the F up. And he scared him, quite frankly. Well, he said afterwards, as his refutation, Schumer said he was shocked at his even, he didn't apologize, refusal to apologize. You know what his response was? He said, the quote, the Capitol should not be treated as a frat house, common room, end quote. Hey, dude. Hey, Derek Van Orden, this is me, not a high school kid. You helped invade the Capitol. You went behind police lines and then you lied about it and you used campaign cash to pay your way out there. Who told you you can do that? And then you went beyond the police lines. You think the Capitol is so sacred? You think the Capitol is so sacred? Why did you and thugs invade it? Why did you go up there? You don't give a horse's patoot about the Capitol. And I don't care if your next defense is you had a couple of brewskis. You have a couple of brewskis, you don't say F and S to high school kids. Let me tell you something else about the guy. He carried a loaded gun through a Des Moines airport and pled to a misdemeanor. He crossed the police lines on January 6th. You know, hey guys, in the 3rd District, I know Democrats, a lot of them. I know Republicans, some of them. Can anybody come up with a better candidate for the Republicans than a guy who says F to high school kids and S to high school kids and carries a loaded gun through an airport, pleads to a misdemeanor and crosses police lines. And then he goes, oh, I think the Capitol is so sacred. If you thought it was so darn sacred, why did you invade it on January 6th? There is a candidate, a Democrat, this Rebecca Cook. Been impressed with her aggressiveness in a good way. Very personable. She can take him on. And there are some other good Democrats whose names have been thrown out. So we're going to stand by and watch. But I'll tell you what, the 3rd Congressional District is a very independent district. Very independent district. A lot of them voted for Jimmy Carter in 76. He's a peanut farmer, a lot of farmers over there. They may think they're conservative on some things, but they don't like people using that kind of language to high school kids who are Senate pages or anybody, any other high school kids. They don't like people who think they're above the law. They can bring a loaded gun through an airport. Everybody knows you can't do that through security and cross police lines. When 5 people died and officers were kicked in the head and had brain damage. Going to the lines, Northwoods Terry, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind in Northwoods Terry?
Yeah, Matt, this morning happened to watch a replay of Trump's rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, I believe it was. And anyway, he's talking about DeSantis. And he says, I got the SOB elected. And he didn't use the word initials. He used the whole word.
Oh, God.
He said the whole word.
Yeah.
So there some more Republican vulgarities tossing around. So.
Yeah, he spews vulgarity and curse words. He threatens violence. This is the presidency we're talking about. This is the presidency we're talking about. And the thing, it really goes beyond all of that. There was a conspiracy to prevent the peaceful transfer of power in 2020. You've got to understand, this is not just a bunch of yahoos that went up on January 6th and that was it. It was not it. That had been planned for a long time. Trump had been, he looked at the polls, he knew he was losing. And starting in the late summer, he said, this is a rigged election. He said it. This is a rigged election, and we are not going to stand for it. When he lost, he acknowledged the people he lost, but he kept saying and lying that he had won the election. He did not win the election. The Green Bay sweep was the Rutherford Hayes model for 1876. We are going to put people who say that they are the electors, even though they weren't. And they're going to go in, and Pence is going to say, I am in doubt. How say you? He'll use old-fashioned language. How say you, House? And then they will take a roll call, one vote per state. And 27 or so of them had Republican delegations. Trump, 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 Trump. 23 had Democratic majorities. And at the end, he would say, it is 27 to 23. The Congress has spoken. Trump is the president. And then he didn't have to say, and by the way, I'm still the vice president. This is Putin stuff. And, you know, you say, somebody said, oh, you know, Ron Johnson had the electors, the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket. It was a sneaky conspiracy. He was going to pimp for Michigan. Somebody else was going to pimp for Wisconsin and feed this stuff. He's got these fake electors have got to be prosecuted. You cannot let this conspiracy go by. This conspiracy is alive today. Trump is threatening violence. He's using these court proceedings to pay other people's lawyers to delay things. And he continues to say, remember, on his Truth Social, he reposted something about it. It was about a month ago that said this, F Biden and F you if you voted for Biden. And he used the full word. He uses the full words, but under FCC rules, if you quote him, believe it or not, there's an issue whether you get your license in trouble. He says these things. You'll hear them bleeped out. He's a violent individual and a treacherous individual who is controlled by Putin. Putin wants him in there. He will then genocide the rest of Ukraine and start threatening NATO. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me.
Yeah, I want to go outside. I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly clear skies, 58 degrees with light southeast winds. Plenty of sunshine for Tuesday, 86, with that southeast wind continuing on the light side. Tuesday night, a few more clouds will drop into the mid-60s, a few showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon. Right now, it's 64.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This conspiracy to attack our democracy is not just the Green Bay sweep. It's not just everything that I've talked. It even gets down to attacking voting. And we've already seen that in Texas. We've already seen that in Georgia. We've already seen it everywhere else. And I see you on the lines. I'll get to you as soon as I set out this segment, and then we'll get right to the lines. There's an article today. Scott Walker is being paid by the Republican Party or one of its affiliates $800,000 a year to drive down the youth vote. He advocated initially in January to raise the age to 21. Somebody pointed out that would take a constitutional amendment, but they're pushing that. This guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, said it should be raised to 25. He's another Republican clown running for president. And then Walker said, well, somebody pointed out to him that it's 18 because you can be drafted at 18. And if you're going to be serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, you should be able to vote. And he said, well, then we should lower the drinking age to 18. And that's fine. Go ahead. Except that about 35 years ago, the government bipartisan said if you lower the drinking age to 18, you lose 10% of your highway funds. And he supported that. So this guy is a fraud. However, he said that one of the problems with the youth vote is, this is his words, quote, they can't think for themselves, end quote, because they are so indoctrinated. In April, he said, young voters are the issue. It comes from years of radical indoctrination. They had a person named Cleta Mitchell, remember her? They're doing everything they can to take polling stations, voting booths out of dormitories. She said, quote, you know, they're lazy. They roll out of bed, they vote, and they go back to bed. That's baloney. That's false. I worked through college. So did most people I know. Don't give me that baloney. Now they're doing it with Megan Wolf. Megan Wolf is a terrific executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. And they are trying to throw her out, the state Senate. They're going to put in a cleaned up version of a Gableman who will say that you can't have polling stations in dormitories. And you also can't use your ID from college to vote there. You got to go back to Ladysmith or Rhinelander or Janesville or wherever you come to drive down the vote. This is what they're doing. They think they can't win if they don't drive down the youth vote. So they call them names. They call them lazy. They call young people indoctrinated. They're not trying to increase the vote. They're not trying to have a platform, because they have no platform, that would cause young people to vote for them. They're attacking student voters. Be very aware of this. We're going to the lines. Gordy of Oregon, Wisconsin. Thanks for calling. Gordy, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, I was earlier talking about the 30% of the people who were up for impeachment
no matter who the president was at the particular time. And for years, I always said that the you could run Satan for president, and as long as you put an R behind his name, he'd get 35% of the vote. But I was wrong. He actually got 47% of the vote.
Right.
One other comment is Netflix has got this series, How to Be a Cult Leader. And I just started watching it last night. They got Charlie Manson is on one of the segments, and then that Jim Jones is on the other. And it does a pretty good investigative thing on these guys and how they rounded up and brainwashed all these people to become their followers that would give up their belief in what is right just to follow this person. And it got me to thinking, I never really have said anything good about Trump. And I will say this, he is the greatest con man of our time. And he is one of the biggest cult leaders that ever existed. And that's the only positive thing I'm going to say about him. So end of story.
Well, it's a damn with faint praise. That's good. That's an excellent call. One of the puzzling things, and it's occurred to me too, is how really normal people, and some of them are people I have a high regard for, said they voted for Trump or they're going to vote for Trump. Now, remember something, not all of them did. I have a guy that I know is extremely conservative, but in 2016, he couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. He couldn't vote for Trump. And he voted, there was a third party ticket, a libertarian ticket, a couple of governors, remember that? And they didn't go anywhere. He voted for them. I've heard people today say, I'm not going to vote for Trump or Biden. I'll vote for whatever the green candidate's going to be this time. They always have a green candidate. It's like they had Jill Stein in 2016, and she cost Hillary Wisconsin. Hillary lost Wisconsin by 27,000 votes. Jill Stein got almost 40,000 votes. She certainly cost Michigan for her, because Hillary only lost Michigan by 10,000 votes. You had the same thing back in the year 2000. That character, that idiot, you know, he wrote Unsafe at Any Speed. That was a good book. I'm blocking on his name, but he got a ton of votes, and he took Florida away from Al Gore. So here's the deal. First of all, even cult or no cult, 30% of the people, roughly average at any given time, want the president impeached. That's a pretty sad statement. Number two, we're going to dip quickly into history. During the Revolutionary War, it took a very extraordinary band of our founding fathers to hold it together. There was probably a majority of the people who didn't want to fight with Britain. They were British, and they figured, what the hell, maybe if they just stop imposing gas and or tea and stamp taxes on us. In the Civil War, there were a lot of people in the North who said, hey, this is enough. Let's put an end to the Civil War. Let them keep their slaves. Abraham Lincoln was afraid that he would lose in 1864. He was afraid he'd lose. Thank God he won. So there have been substantial, there were people until Pearl Harbor who weren't at all inclined to get involved in a war against Germany or Japan. You have to have strong leadership. We have that in Joe Biden. But with Trump, we would have corrupt leadership who's being paid by Russia and paid by Saudi Arabia. He's a Russian asset. He's on the take. That's got to get through everybody's minds. Believe me. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crew, Devil's Advocate, signing off for today.
Flowers.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.